Like him. Okay. It's Erev Shabbos. Nah, couldn't do this last night. And I think we should start. It shows, I don't know, something a little bit different here. And that is discussed within the context of the closure of this week's Parsha of Mishpatim, where we find the closure of the story of Matan Torah to discuss the Ani Mamin, the eighth Ani Mamin. It says, right, in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the 13 fundamentals of faith, principles of faith. So the eighth one is Ani Mamin Bevuna Shlema Shekola Torah Ametsuya Ata Biadenu Yenesuna Lemoshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. Torah is the Torah given to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Another fundamental is also the Nevuah of Moshe. He is the Av Vol Nevi'im. It's a separate one. And he is the Av Vol Nevi'im, those who succeeded him and those who preceded him. His Nevuah is qualitatively different. So I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about that for a second. The Pasuk in Mishlei says as follows, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. Pardon me. Ooh, where'd we go? Where'd we go? Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, Chochmo Musar Evilim Abozu. So Gros says, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, Ki Inin She'omru Chazal Kol She'yiraso Kodemes LeChochmoso Chochmoso Miskayemes. The yesod of Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das, and as Yiras Hashem is the shoresh of my Das being my grasp of reality, of my reality. Yiras Hashem, if that is the core of the beginning of my sense of self vis-a-vis existence, what we call my perception of reality, then I'm in good shape. Chachmo Musra Vilim Bazu, so those who, as it were, who may be very clever, but this approach of having Yiras Hashem as the core of their sense of reality, that's passe for them. That's not good for them. So they qualify to be considered evil fools, Avilim fools, yeah, evil fools. And the Gros says that this is similar to the idea of kol she'yiraso kodemes lechachmoso, chachmoso miskayemes. This is my tfis of reality, is yiras Hashem, and therefore my chachma is miskayemes, because the Torah is not like every other subject matter. It's not just a Jewish form of physics or chemistry or biology. It is a grasp of reality, of existence. Let's take a look. Pasuk says, going back to Parsha Shmos, Vayomer, Anochi Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Vayaster Moshe Ponov Ki Yarei Mi'abit El Elokim. This is where Moshe Rabbeinu has his first, as it were, encounter with the Borei Olam in the form of Nevuah at the Sneh. And Moshe hid his face. And the Gemara says in Brachas, Vayaster Moshe Ponav, Zacha Leklaster Ponim Bischar Ki Yarei. Right? Zacha Leveyiru Migeshes Elov. Bischar Mehabit Zacha Letmunas Hashem Yabit. Vasirosias Kapi Vareises Achorai. The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was... he was afraid to look. And the Marsha explains the idea that both in terms of the awesomeness that stood before him, both in terms of that he thought he didn't have the capacity to comprehend, also because he realized that which he was standing in front of perhaps is not comprehensible. All three things. The awesomeness of the vision, the ability to question his ability to be able to comprehend, and the fact that it may be just incomprehensible. So all of these three things caused Moshe Rabbeinu to be zocha, right? To be zocha. Zocha to klas tzerpanim, that his face glowed majestically after he came down from Har Sinai with the Luchos HaBris, that the people were afraid to come close to him because he seemed as though he was beyond. And the fact that actually it says Usmunas Hashem Yabit, that he could, as it were, conceptually, yeah, gaze upon the greatness, right? To see Baspaklari Amiris is through a clear glass as he engaged in the act of Nevuah vis-a-vis the Borei Olam. So all of these things, each one of them, each one is a little bit more self-effacing, expressions of humility, are what Mizdake Moshe Rabbeinu enabled Moshe Rabbeinu to receive these incredible gifts of where he himself becomes a paradigm for the person who stands before Hashem. This reminds us a little bit of, remember back from Parshas Vayishlach, we've talked about it before, the Divrei Chaim, Reb Chaim Sanzer, the Divrei Chaim, who offers an explanation as to why it is that Yaakov Avinu's name remains Yaakov even after he's called Yisrael, unlike Avram. And the brief synopsis of that, what he says over there, is that that's part of Yaakov's gadlus, is that every time he rises, as is in the motif of Yisrael, he rises, Kisarisa, right? He rises higher. As he rises higher, what happens is that he is overcome with humility because of he knows before whom he stands. He reverts to Yaakov, and that gives him the ability to rise higher to Yisrael, so on and so forth, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's a similar sort of idea. Greatness is always found in the world of humility. Right? It's always the ticket to greatness is humility. Do you know before whom you stand? If you know before whom you stand, then you're invited in to understand more. If you are standing in front of the mirror, so then that's the end of your career. Further, the entire process of Matan Torah, we've talked about this before, I'm just going to mention that, which the Nefesh Chaim says on the Pasuk, V'chola Am Roim Esakolos, right? That the people saw the sounds, the blasts, the shofar, etc. They saw the sounds at Ma'amid Har Sinai. And the Nefesh HaChaim teaches us that, based upon the Medrash, they saw what people ordinarily heard, and they heard what people ordinarily saw. Olam Hazeh, we ordinarily see spiritual concepts, Torah concepts. We hear, I hear it. The physical stuff, we see, okay. The spiritual stuff, yeah, I hear that also. The tables were turned at Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael as a whole is now ripe to receive the Torah because they see what people ordinarily hear and they hear what people ordinarily see. The Olam HaEmes, the world of truth, the world of connection to Hashem, the world of Torah, that they see, that's very clear. The world of Olam HaZeh, right, albeit necessary, but it becomes tangential because that's not the main story. I hear it. Yeah, that's necessary also. So we have, over here, we have a people that are now, as it were, entering into a world where they are capable of receiving Torah because they are seeing what people ordinarily hear, and they're hearing that which people ordinarily see. That's the step for the Jewish people. And then, at the top of the pyramid is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, there are many, many levels in this pyramid. the Am Bechlal in general is right because, as you said, they see what people ordinarily hear and they hear what people ordinarily see. At the top of the pyramid, Lahavdil, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of living in a God-centric universe as opposed to an egocentric universe. He's the epitome. And let's continue. And then it says, Vayal Moshe, right, in Perek Chav Dalet, the very end of the parsha, Vayal Moshe, Va'aron, V'nadav, Aviyu, V'shivim, Yisikinei Yisrael, Vayir'u es Elokei Yisrael, V'tach hasach sachas raglov, K'masi livnas ha-sapir, V'etem ha-shamayim la-tohar. The people, specifically over here, it's a reference to Nadav Aviyu, the two sons of Aaron, and the Skenim, they saw a vision. Says Rashi, "Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael nistaklu v'hitzitzu v'nischayvu misa." They looked, they investigated. Unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, who the first time he has any sort of encounter with the Baruch Hu, he turns away. Am I worthy? This is beyond me, etc. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's gisha. That's his approach. Their approach is, what's going on? What about the question, am I worthy to see this? Am I worthy to investigate this? Perhaps this is beyond me. No mention of it. Therefore, nistaklu v'tzitzu v'nischai v'misa, because indeed they weren't worthy. Ashlo rotza kodesh baruch la'arv, v'simcha Hashem didn't want to, right, remove them from the scene now, so as to disturb the Matan Torah, so it happens later on in the Chumash. In Parsha Shmini, with regard to the two sons of Aaron, Nadav Avihu, and with the Skenim in the story in Baal Oscha of Tav'era, where they were consumed with a fire. What did they see? It says, Kemas and Livnas Asapir. He haisel a fun of Beshas, Hashibud, Lizkord, Sarashan, Sir Israel, Shreim Shubadim, Bema'aselavanim. They saw, it's an interesting thing, they saw Tachas Raglov beneath Kovyochol, the legs. Right? In other words, beneath the Kisei HaKavod. They saw Kema'aselivnes HaSapir. And Rashi says that's a reference to the Ma'aselavanim, the bricks that the Jewish people, right? Were making in Mitzrayim, suffering, shibud, subjugation, slavery. At the very same moment, they saw uche'etzem ha-shamayim la-tohar, mishenigulu haya'or v'chedva lefonav. They see something, right? They see something that is a reference to the past. It's a reference to the past, the shibud. And at the same time, they see Uche'etem HaShemayim LaTohar. Mishenigulu haya'or v'chedva lefonav. That with the Jewish people being redeemed from Egypt, there is or, it is bright. Uche'etem HaShemayim LaTohar. Like a clear blue sky. Said the Pirush HaTosfos on the Chumash. Two Pirushim in Livnas HaSapir. Right, the pasuk, remember, says, "Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael v'sachas raglov k'maase livnas ha-sapir, k'maase livnas ha-sapir, k'etzem ha-shamayim la-tohar." So the Dalai Tosa say, "Hachoshu k'etzem ha-shamayim de'osuhu domele t'cheles." They saw the blue of the sky, the clear blue of the sky. That's the as it were, the livnas ha-sapir, the pure blue sky, Chetzem HaShamayim LaTohar, like a clear sky. And in the Medrash, the Baal HaTosfos bring down of the story of the Isha Achas Mu'uberes, a pregnant woman came to Sayez Bala in Egypt, where they had to make the mortar with which they formed the bricks, Isha Achas Mu'uberes, she came to be a sayeh to aid her husband, Legabel Atit, Velabon Halavanim, and to make the bricks, Vehipila. And she miscarried. right? A shvir achas she'enu merukam. It was still unformed. It was an unformed fetus. It was very early on in the pregnancy. But it would be caught. She miscarried. And it fell into the teat. It fell into all of the stuff, the material from which they were making the bricks. It fell into the clay and got mixed together and became a brick. And Gavriel, Vagavriel v'hevio so l'osu l'veina l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gavriel brought this l'veina, this brick, that had within it this unformed fetus that this woman had miscarried. Before the Rebbeinu Shlom, v'amar lo re'ei kama banecha mismotetim v'hem b'shibud kosher, suffering the Jewish people. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hinichu l'fanav l'zikaron. Again, Hashem doesn't forget anything, but this becomes the focus now. The kol zman shei Yisrael b'mitzrayim haisa os l'veinu l'fanav l'zikaron. And this is the focus. This is the focus. This is what is going to be, as it were, corrected. U'kishenigalu inicha kodesh baruch hu tachas raglav v'or v'chedva l'fanav. And as the wheels of fate, as Hashem turns the wheels of fate, and now the Jewish people are coming out, now this same brick becomes a source of light. Or v'chedva l'fanav. T'chsiv esachas raglav k'mas elivnas hasapir. So in other words, they saw part of the gigantic wheel of Ashgacha as it turns from being there as a zikaron of the Jewish people's pain until it becomes a source of light. How out of all the suffering comes rejoicing and light. A reason for everything, but how one emanates from the other. There are certain things, everything is good, but some things are very bitter. And it for people of flesh and blood, it's very difficult to ignore how bitter they are. You have to find a way to deal with it. The avenue of tefillah, etc. Expressing to Hashem, I don't question your judgment. I don't question your judgment, but it's so hard for me to connect like this. Please, Barachmonas. But there it is in Shemayim, this brick. A source of pain, and then ultimately a source of light. Right. One day we'll be able to comprehend, right, how the two coexist. Right now, we believe. We trust. But nonetheless, it's painful. U'b'chuban v'ayis, mis hamikdash yishlichu la'aretz. And now, when we enter into a new epoch of darkness with the destruction of the mis hamikdash, Hashem throws, as it were, this brick to the earth. V'hayinu d'chsiv hishlich v'shamayim a'eretz tiferes Yisrael lo'zacha hadom raglov. It's thrown down to the earth, as it were, to be remolded once again. The brick is thrown to the earth to go through the stages that it had to go through before. That which is underneath the kisei hakavod, that from where all the souls of Klal Yisrael emanate from. And it's now starting its cycle again, down to the earth. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zochet to see it once again be a source of light. But that's what they saw. But you have to be worthy to be able to see something like that, to be able to comprehend something like that. Ve'elatzile b'nei Yisrael, the next pasuk says, the great ones, the princes, as it were, of b'nei Yisrael, lo shalach yado. They weren't punished then, as we said before. They're punished later. Now the Bavu in Parsha Shmini, and the Zkenim in Parsha Balosa. V'chazu es Elokim v'yochlu v'yishtu. Right, v'yochlu v'yishtu. V'yechazu es Elokim, says Rashi, how you mistaklim bo b'lev gas. Too familiar. Where's the fear? Where's Moshe Rabbeinu's fear? We talk achila v'shtia. Yiras Hashem, like we said in the beginning, Yiras Hashem reishis das. If that's not the focus, the beginning point of one's perception of reality, it's a problem. It's a problem. We're always struggling for that. But especially a problem in Matan Torah. Especially a problem if one tries to insert oneself as though they understand when they're not worthy of that. Further, right, says Svasemis, Omnon Ksi Vayechazu, they saw Kovyochol, this vision, this Elohim. Perish Ze She'inam Kach Be'atzmusam, Rak Bechinas Re'i Istaklus. They didn't experience it. They didn't experience this vision as though it was their essence of understanding, of course. They saw it. Just like you can see anything outside of yourself. It wasn't them. It's what you see. You see around you. Vision is always gives you connection to that which is outside of you. V'zeh ke'ein, says the Sfasemes, chachmasom meruba. Kol misha chachmasom meruba miyirasa. Once again, referring back to that idea that we said in the beginning. Right? The essence of Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, says the Gra, miyirasa kodemes lachachmaso. And the essence of the flaw of those, they were big people, we don't come up to their shoelaces, big, big people, but they still weren't worthy for this. They weren't Moshe Rabbeinu. They shouldn't be looking at this. Their chachmas mruba mimasam, masehim. Right? V'yomer Hashem l'Moshe. Hashem speaks to Moshe, Alei, Eli, Ha'hara, v'yesham v'etne l'cha es luchos ha'even v'atorah v'mitzvah asher kasavti lo rosam. Let's focus on Moshe Rabbeinu now. We've seen that being brilliant, being insightful, being wise, sometimes it's not sufficient. It has to be you. Reishis, Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is that. Says the Meshech Chachma, and this pasuk we just read. Hashem says to Moshe, Lei Hara, you'll be there, and I will give you the Luchos Even, the Torah, the Mitzvah, Asher Kasavti LaRosam. What is this, the Torah, the Mitzvah, Asher Kasavti LaRosam? Says the Meshech Chachma, Asher Kasavti Lo Yitachin Al Torah Mitzvah. It's not possible. Lefi Divrei Resh Lakish, in the Gemara in Brachos. What does it say there in Brachos? V'amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Shimon Melakish. May dechsi v'etn lecho es luchos ha'even. V'atorah v'amitzvah asher kasavti lo rosam. Luchos elo aseres hadibros. Okay. Okay. Torah z'mikra. Chumash. Okay. Mitzvah z'mishna. It's Torah Shebal Peh. It's not meant to be written. What do you mean asher kasavti? Right? Asher kasavti elu neviim uksuvim. That's going to be written now, the future. Hand it to them. Lo rosam is the Gemara. As far as this is written, malam mishakulam nitnu lamosh misinai, says the Meshech Chachma. How can you use the idea that any of this is being written? It can't be written. It's all oral. Hakavona al asher kosav Hashem benishmos klal Yisrael. It's not being written on cloth. It's not being written on parchment. It's been written on the souls of the Jewish people. Shekol echad kibel chelko misinai. Vukosav aluach libam. Charusav bimakor nishmosehim. Komash talmid vasik osid lechadesh. Each person's chelik in Torah is engraved upon his soul. That's what it means that Hashem, I've written, right? On the Torah, on the mitzvah, right? and the Mishnah. It's been written. Where? Not on parchment, but on their souls, on their hearts. The question is, then, if that be the case, if Hashem has written it upon their hearts, so what I need Moshe Rabbeinu to bring it down? Hashem wrote it already on their hearts. Ella, right? Ella, it's not possible for that writing to gel, for that writing to be formed upon our hearts, unless Moshe Rabbeinu is the intermediary here at Matan Torah. It's not possible. Only Moshe Rabbeinu has the capacity to bring the Torah down to the earth. That's what we have to believe. That the Torah that we have is the Torah received from Moshe. No one else is giving us new Torah, because no one else is like Moshe. Examine. The very beginning of Perchov Dalet, going backwards. Here still in Mishpatim, but we were starting in Pesukim Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. Here in Pasuk Aleph. The Moshe Amar Alei Aleil Hashem, I'm sorry. That's actually an important point. Atav Aron Nadav Aviyu V'shimu Mizikne Yisrael V'shtachavisem Erachok. You will come. Aron will come. Nadav Aviyu V'shimim Skenim. And they will be Mishtachavim Erachok. And they will bow from a distance. V'nigash Moshe Levado El Hashem V'hem Lo Yugashu V'am Lo Ya'alu Imo. Everybody remains in his mechitza. The Parm Yafos explains that this idea, the way it works, each person is mechitza, not just because you're not worthy to more than that, but each person being on the level that he's worthy for makes it possible for the person beneath him to receive that which he receives. And more ma'ata, says the Panim Yafos, ata mechitza la'atzmecha va'aron mechitza la'atzmo v'he mechitza la'atzmo v'inyonu ki ish es achiv ya'azor. It's a ladder. Moshe Rabbeinu is at the pinnacle, we said before, he's at the top of the pyramid. Why? Because he is the essence of anivus. He's the essence of humility. And therefore, he is the one who's able to bring the Torah down. The rung below, right, can't reach Moshe Rabbeinu. But they can receive from Moshe Rabbeinu. And they, in turn, because they've received, they can be possible for the person beneath them to receive from them. And so on and so forth. But it all has to emanate, right, in its core from Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Pasuk says, V'digol kvod Hashem v'roch u'basar yachdav. Hashem will be revealed one day. His presence, and all flesh will see it. In a kavana, says the Panim Yavash, yukulam shavim, sh'rei k'siv miktonam v'agdolam. Right? It's not equal. It's not equal. Each person, according to his madrig, each person, according to the level that he has achieved through his own effort, will be able to see, will be able to comprehend. Elamasha Amru Yachtav, what does it mean Yachtav? Why did we say the Pasuk Rocho Basa Yachtav if not everybody is on the same level? Sheis Alu Kol Echad Maliyasu Asamach Lube Madrego, the Hainid Chsiv Ki Ayin Ba Ayin Yiru Beshuv Hashem Tzion. Ayin Ba Ayin. And what you see, I now have the capacity for me to be able to see. And now that I've been able to see the person beneath me who hasn't achieved, right, in his struggle, right, to grow as much as I have, he will receive from me. And so on and so forth. Each person has their mechitza. Each one has their mechitza. And at the very top stands who? Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Baral. Let's just focus on this now, right? Because this actually is an important point. Lots of people nowadays who have opinions about what they think the Torah should be, but you can tell from their approach to things that they're far away from the model that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to set. The Maral here in his Jewish and Shabbos HaGadol talks about the Gemara. Gemara in Chulin says that greater is that which is said with regard to Moshe Aaron than that which is said with regard to Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu said, right, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron said, Anachnu Ma. Anachnu Ma. What are we? Anachnu ma. Ma. What is this idea of anachnu ma? What are we? What are we? So there's a lot to talk about this, but now is not the time to speak everything out about this. Well, let's just go with the Derech HaMaharal. Moshe Aaron said, Anachnu Ma. What is the greatness of this idea of Ma? Says the Maharal further on in his drash, the Shabbos HaGadol. He brings the Pasuk. Hashem. Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Dalet, Pasuk Gimel. Hashem ma adam v'teida'eyu, ben enosh v'ayit v'techachashveyu. Ma adam, Hashem ma adam, says the Maharal. The ma over here, right, relates both to Hashem and to Adam. To Hashem, ma Hashem. Can you put your finger? Can you point? No, you can't. You can't, as it were, completely grasp the Borei Olam at all. He's beyond us. But he's Ma, says the Maharal. Ma, if you expand the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you write out each letter, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey, written Hey Aleph, Vav, written Vav Aleph Vav. The Mekubalim talk about different ways that the Shem Hashem can be written, with a Miluya Aleph, a Miluya Yud, etc. The different ways. But this, Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Hey Aleph, Miluya Aleph, the Shem Hashem adds up to Ma. Hashem is Ma. You can't comprehend. Right? And Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, is also Mem, Hey. Adam is Ma. Adam is potential. So on the one hand, look carefully. Vanachnu Ma, say Moshe Aaron, Ma, what are we? That's a statement of humility. At the same time, this word Ma speaks to Hashem's total transcendence. Hashem, Ma. Can we comprehend Hashem? Who has the only ticket to be able to enter into the world of trying to connect to Hashem? Is Adam, who's also Ma. All potential, struggle, growth. So from humility, from Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das, person who stands to the best of his ability in the God-centric and not egocentric universe, that person is now on the journey of realizing his Ma, his potential, the potential of Adam, as he struggles to come closer and closer and closer, and every time he comprehends, he realizes how small he is, because that's his raison d'etre, that's the way that he works, because he's Yiras Hashem, Yirashis Das, as he struggles to come close to Hashem, who is Ma. What is he? What is he? Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Maharal says in Derech Chaim, his Perush on Avos, there it says, Moshe Kibul Torah mi Sinai. Sinai was a low hill. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Sinai. At the root of being the source of Kabbalah Satorah is the person who stands in front of Hashem in a God-centric universe, not an egocentric universe. Yiras Hashem, Yireishis Das. That person is the one who's able to bring the Torah down to earth. The Torah is something from Shemayim. How will it reach the earth? It can only reach the earth through the conduit of a person who is Ma in the form of humility, and in that way he brings the Torah down to Bnei Yisrael, now begin their trek in realizing their ma, their potential, as they climb the endless, infinite ladder towards the Borei Olam, who is ma. What is he? You can't describe him. With the closure of the story of Matan Torah, I think it behooves us to think about these ideas a little bit. We're not Moshe Rabbeinu, but we see how clearly linked a person's midos, especially the crucial midah of humility, of anivus, the world of anachnu ma, what are we? Right? What are we? As the key, as the link to the entry or the ascent of the ladder of Adam, who is ma, mem hei, gematria Adam, aleph, dalet, mem, the ascent of the ladder, the endless, 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 infinite ladder towards Hashem ma, Hashem Hashem, that is totally transcendent of us. Okay. Have a good Shabbos. Take care. All the best.